Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is Tuesday, the 11th day of July, 2006. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Coming up at the bottom of the next hour, the second hour, Richard Linklater, the award-winning movie director, will be joining us to talk about his new film, A Scanner Darkly, that opened in select theaters to incredible reviews by the critics Friday, and will be expanding out in the next month nationwide. It is showing here in Austin, Texas, New York, Chicago, L.A., places like that. So Richard Linklater will be joining us to talk about his dystopic near-future police state film, A Scanner Darkly, that deals with problem, reaction, solution, for 30 minutes in the next hour. In the third hour, we have Jack McClam, Police and Military Against the New World Order. For the last month, he's been doing his own program, Monday through Friday, right here on the GCN Radio Network. And Jack McClam's been fighting the New World Order for, what is it, 24, 25 years. He's an icon, an expert on the globalist crime syndicate, the international crime rings, and he'll be joining us to talk about some of the current events that are transpiring here domestically and internationally on this planet. We are going to have open phones in this first hour. Any news item, any issue, any question, any comment, you agree with me, you disagree with me, you want to talk about the North Korea situation, what's happening with the economy and the dollar, gas prices, NSA spying, how the midterm elections are shaping up for a big Democratic win. Whatever you'd like to discuss, it's a huge grab bag of issues. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. Here's just some of the news we have. Satellite photos detect activity at North Korean missile bases, reports AFP, the French news agency, and it looks like they may follow up their last round of missile testing with even more. NSA says it's too secret to be sued. The stuff of the Baltimore Sun will cover that. Colorado okays toughest U.S. immigration bill at the state level yet. Man indicted in phone jamming case will argue administration approved election scheme. Mexico's Calderon's brother-in-law wrote the vote counting software, and it's already been attacked. It's already been hacked. And this, of course, concerns what's happening with the stolen election in Mexico. Tobacco death toll could reach 1 billion this century, major study finds. This covered by the CBC. I've got some comments on that. Another big report here out of Alternet, autism, a hidden epidemic, even exploding in higher numbers than it was just a few years ago. An article by Paul Craig Roberts, WAC attack, WAC North Korea before it can protect itself. Another report here I want to have a few words on concerning the flag burning legislation they're trying to pass. What's really behind that? But when we get back, I first want to focus in a little bit on the situation with North Korea and then some of the new developments with the American Union that is now one of the hottest issues in the United States. Finally, after decades of people trying to expose this ongoing public program, it has now broken into the mainstream. And I would sincerely hope that callers to this broadcast would bring that subject up and give us your take, your view on it. What's happened is individuals now, the twin hottest issue of open borders and immigration, people have now figured out that that is inexorably intertwined as part of the same agenda to bring you the American Union and kill the United States of America. I'm Alex Jones. The website's prisonplanet.tv. Stay with us.
Alex. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
When we have a major victory, I think a lot of people in the truth movement, the patriot movement, the libertarian movement, the smaller government movement, the freedom movement, whatever name you want to ascribe to your particular ilk of freedom lover, we don't really spend enough time on the victories that we've had. And one of the biggest victories is 9/11. Half of Americans in scientific polls believe the U.S. government, elements of it, carried out the attacks. 68%, this is in two separate polls, believe that the government is covering up what happened on 9/11 and, quote, may have consciously failed to act. 50%, or if you want to get technical, 48%, believe that the U.S. government was behind the attacks. And we have the former Marine Corps historian, the head historian, the former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense going public and saying it's a cover-up and a lie and a fraud. We have the head of the largest victims of 9/11, the largest group of victims' families going public saying all the evidence points towards an inside job. We have stood up in the face of the storm, many of you since day one, and warned people and made copies of DVDs and VHS tapes and posted on blogs and message boards and called into radio talk shows. And when you get half the people, and that's in a scientific Zogby poll where they're calling people up at their homes and saying, you know, asking him these questions. I guarantee you it's higher than 50% because a lot of people would be nervous and wouldn't want, quote, the NSA that's listening in to know what their true views are, or don't want to tell some stranger something that's controversial. And that's why they've announced the NSA is spying on us. That's why they've made it so prominent. It's been verifiable in industry publications and in government documents since 1996 that all this was going on with the NSA. But see, now they're trying to announce this to kill street corner talk, to kill talk on the bus or talk around the water cooler or talk at church. It is an attempt to intimidate the American people, the people of the West, the people of the world, and it's not going to work. So that is really exciting, and I was thinking about it last night, how blessed we are and how important this is, because 9/11 is the foundational event for this entire New World Order operation that we see unfolding. And more importantly, if we do not expose 9/11, the New World Order Crime Syndicate will continue to carry out terror attacks to forward an expansion of their ongoing program of world government and world domination and individual enslavement and micromanagement by the control freak high priest of the New World Order system. So it is so important that we do this. They are facing great setbacks at every level worldwide. The neocon current crop of managers that work for the Illuminati are in deep trouble. It doesn't mean they're out of the fight. It doesn't mean we've beaten them. It just shows we've thrown a few good punches. They're stunned momentarily, leaning on the ropes. They're still bigger than we are. In many cases, they're meaner than we are. We know they're a lot more ruthless than we are. And they'll lie, they'll cheat, they'll steal. So we're not out of the arena yet. We've got to start pounding as hard as we can, like we're losing the fight, 110%, right until the final bell rings. We're in sudden death overtime, and we've got to, you know, go 9 yards to get the first down here, ladies and gentlemen, and we're on the fourth down right now. And we can't punt, we can't kick, that's not a guarantee. We've got to run the ball into the end zone. It's got to happen. We've got a chance to win this thing. And the COINTELPRO operatives are coming out of the woodwork trying to distract, trying to divert. They're pulling their hair out angry. They're exposing themselves. They're looking even more ridiculous. That's blowing up in their faces. Again, we're having victory after victory after victory after victory right now. And we've got to, first off, as I've always said, believe that we can win. Believe that we can tell the truth. Believe that we can stand up and expose the evil and stand against the darkness. Another piece of wonderful news, and I'm going to your calls. And that is that Glenn Beck last night on CNN, who is a horrible little neocon, very deceptive, but he knows where the ratings are. He knows where his listeners are. He knows where the people are. He knows where their passion is. He's being forced to come out and say, gee, I hate conspiracy theories, but I tell you, when one is admitted and documented, you got to cover it, and America's dying, we're going into an American union. He's doing it because he's a sniveling creature for ratings, not Lou Dobbs. You can really tell. I've watched him for years. He's getting away with what he can. He's not an elitist. His heart is in the right place, and, of course, he's getting the ratings. Because we have the majority view. Who's for America disappearing? Who's for America merging with Mexico and Canada? Who is for losing our sovereignty? Who is for having the roads turn into huge toll roads paid into international bodies? No one. No one. You want to get precise, technical, specific? Major polls in this state, 97% against the transponder tolls, and that's with people not even knowing 5% of the full story of what the American Union means. And so now we have all of these different mainstream publications and TV shows going, well, we can't deny it. It's true. American Union. Congress didn't debate it. No one had a chance to vote on it. The Bilderberg Group, of course, set up in 1954 in Germany. They've released, I guess, brag about their crimes, some of their first 54 document minutes, and they say that, oh, we're going to set up an EU. This is how we're going to do it. We're going to call it a trade deal. That's even in the BBC. Just type Bilderberg Group in, and one of the first links on Google Web is, not news, Google Web, search the web. One of the first links is a group of BBC articles where, again, it's the Bilderberg Group bragging. These creatures are now bragging about how they killed Europe, they're trying to kill Britain, and how they're going to kill America, how they're going to kill the United States. And they were up in Canada just a month ago now. Seems like 100 years ago, so much has happened in the last month. And then we got the same intel out of there again. They're hopping mad. They're trying to create their American Union. Bush hands it over to Homeland Security. Chertoff is the person that sits at the head of the board over this prosperity partnership. They've got three members from each country sitting on it. We've had joint congresses with Mexico now going back 5 years as they set this up, with Canada attending as well. And they're simply directing the federal agencies to merge the countries right now. As Lou Dobbs said, this isn't coming. This is happening right now. You understand? The doors are closing on freedom. The knife is being drawn across the arteries, the carotid arteries, the jugular, in the throat. The blood is spewing and spurting. Half the throat is already slit. If America gets instant emergency care and we can pull back from this now, this country may survive. May survive. Blood is literally spurting in black gouts out of her throat. The New World Order is snickering and gibbering and giggling right now. They love it. They love destroying this country that was such a thorn in their side. I remember reading National Banking Association documents from, 108 years ago. I remember reading public editorials in the Times of London that if those Americans are allowed to issue their own credit and not be under the European Central Banking System, it will spread as a revolution and our empire will be destroyed. They've been hating this country for 230 years. They've been scared of it, and now they've seized it. They've seized the high ground in our government, the legislative, the executive, the judicial, and they're busy basically throwing down stumbling blocks off of their parapets against us as we attempt to take the country back. And they're busy shouting their propaganda to all the peasants. Oh, don't join the rebels. They're evil. They're crazy. Don't join them. But the people are starting to go, wait a minute, you're the enemy, government. Wait a minute, you're usurpers. Wait a minute. America's been sold out. You know who owns and controls this country? You can get these official financial numbers. British elites, aristocracy, royalty, large German interest, large British interest, large Zionist interest, large European interest, come to this country and they stick coins in it like it's a vending machine and they pull the lever and what they want out of the vending machine pops out. Pops out at the bottom. And it's a joke. They come in and buy your politicians. They hand them the railways. Here, private company. Here, pay no money. We'll pay you to take over the roads. Here, they're yours. Tax them 380-something per equivalent gallon of gas. Oh, here, you want drug companies, foreign-owned? You want to have an incentive to drug half the children? Here, we'll just pass the federal law. New freedom. Oh, you want a national ID card to track and trace every purchase and everything we do and all of our movements? Here, we'll just pass it and implement it and won't even tell the American people. Over in England, the national ID card has failed 8 times now in the last 5 years. But over there, they're honest. They say it's a national ID card. Here, they don't call it that. They don't even tell you. They just pass the legislation and then they implement it at the state level. But the good news is, now the cracks in the facade started years ago. Now there's huge holes in this iron curtain of lies. The sunlight is streaming in. The public are squinting and squeezing their eyes. They're blinded, but they're starting to come out of their haze. They're starting to acclimatize to the light. They're starting to look around them. They're starting to go, what in the world is going on here? And it's blowing up in the New World Order's face all over the Western world. From Australia to Canada, the United States to England to Germany. They're throwing out the EU. They're throwing out American Union in Latin America. We'll come back, talk to Chris in Australia and others. Stay with us.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. And you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Chris in Australia, thank you for holding and calling. You're on the air, my friend.
Hi, Alex. How are you going?
Good, sir. Where are you calling us from in Australia?
I'm in Melbourne.
Well, welcome. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I'd love to thank you for everything that you do. I've been following this whole movement probably now for about 6 months after 9/11 in plain sight was played on major television. And I've now seen four of your movies several times over. I actually just finished watching Bohemian Grove about half an hour ago, and I must say a big fan of what you do.
In Plain Sight was played on Australian television?
Yeah, Channel 10 in Australia, probably about 5-6 months ago.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, and but since then, like, there's been absolutely nothing, you know, absolutely nothing since then. And my first question is, are you aware of any, you know, large, you know, truth movements in Australia?
There are a lot of people awake to what's happening in Australia. You can just do a web search on it and find a lot of like-minded people. In a big city like Melbourne, you could probably find quite a few groups. Or,
yeah,
if you don't find one, start your own.
Yeah, well, I'm in the process of doing that myself. I mean, everyone I know is aware of what I'm doing at the moment, and it's quite concerning. And there's a few things going on which I'm not sure if you're aware of. But
they're busy taking your rights. They're busy trying to stop protests. They're trying to get rid of your sovereignty too.
Yeah, not only that, but our involvement in East Timor. Now, there's a few things I've found out recently. A leaked document from the Defence Force, which specifically says that a main point of the involvement of the Defence was to seek access and to exercise influence over the East Timorese decision-making in the government. Now, that sort of leads on to the copious amounts of gold, nickel, other precious metals, oil and natural gas in the country, which we're taking a hell of a lot of percentages of.
Yeah, Australia is involved trying to dominate a lot of different areas of your region. I am aware of that. Anything else you'd like to add from down under?
Yeah, I'm just curious. I've been trying to find something else out. Are you aware of whether John Howard has ever visited or been a part of Bohemian Grove? Because some of the things, you know, he says and does is just very, how would I say, devil-esque almost.
Well, I haven't seen your Prime Minister listed on the membership roster, but there are a lot of visitors and guests. I know a lot of foreign heads of state do visit the Bohemian Grove. That, incidentally, kicks off in just 4 days. They're going to be having,
cremation of care.
Yeah, I guess they're going to be having like the 132nd annual cremation of care there in Northern California and engaging in their rituals. Good to hear from you from down under, my friend. Thanks for the call. Now let's go to a little bit closer to home. Let's go to Moses in Texas. Moses, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Alexander, the Battle for God Jones. I just have a couple quick takes, and then I'll jump off the line. Thanks to you, GCN, and the other station, in spite of its owner, you know, it gives out solid info in times like these. And, you know, some of the callers are kind of irreplaceable. And just a quick shout-out to Ron in New York, Jeff in Mass, fellow Texans, Rita, Rodney, Gail, Stu, Kevin Smith, and Horton. Congrats to your symposium that you had out in L.A. on 9/11. Getting like-minded people together is always a plus, despite the fact that feds are probably all over that place like ants at a summer picnic.
But, okay.
But like I said, getting like-minded people together is always good. In spite of that fact, I hope that you pulled out some unity strategy and organization, because Empire has it. Do the rebels? Because if they did, I heard about some folks up in South Dakota working on Amendment E. They would have a lot of support.
I hear you. Listen, I appreciate your call. You know, as for your comment about feds crawling all over something, there were probably two or three feds in there writing up reports on the 1,200 people that attended our 9/11 symposium. So what? We'll wake them up. Again, most people I know in and out of government are now waking up. Again, most censorship is self-censorship. Most control is, you know, most mind control is passive. The globalists just convince people to buy into their lie and to think that truth tellers are bad and that 9/11 truth seekers are liars. And when people in government find out we're telling the truth, they join our ranks. That's happening. As more and more prominent people go public, the lie begins to crumble faster and faster. Come back, Dr. J.R., Jason, Kurt, and many others. Toll-free number to join us, wide open phones, 1-800-259-9231. The director of A Scanner Darkly, Richard Linkletter, my good friend, will be joining us for 30 minutes of the next hour. We got Jack McClam, Police and Military Against the New World Order, in the third hour.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. We're here live, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, back from 9 to midnight. We're going to go back to your calls, JR, Kurt, Steve, Amy, and many others here in just a few minutes. I do want to get more into North Korea, set for more missile tests. Lily asking for it, helping the neocons along. As usual, and why not? The neocons help give them the missiles and the reactors to enrich the uranium. The NSA is defending itself in court, saying no one's allowed to sue it or investigate it because of national security, the perfect cover for the criminal activities they're engaging in. Colorado, okay, toughest U.S. immigration bill. That's the headline of the Associated Press. I don't know if I agree with that. Really big news, man indicted in phone jamming case will argue administration approval of election scheme. We'll do that after we take a raft of calls. But first, Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts. Made in America, the American Berkey, they also have the British Berkey if you choose, but the American Berkey is an even higher standard made right here in America. And you get wholesale pricing on your purchase when you buy through New Millennium, the manufacturer of the Black Berkey elements. They have them in stainless steel. They have them in Lexan, hardened plastic. They have it. They have travel Berkeys. They have little sports Berkeys. So from $20 up to, you know, $300 and something. They got filters that do tens and tens of thousands of gallons in their lifetime, hundreds of gallons a day, down to units that do just a few gallons a day. You really need to call Debbie and get a free catalog. You need to go to their website, BerkeyWater.com, or go to InfoWars.com and link through over to BerkeyWater.com. There's a big banner on the left-hand side of the page where you can get all the same specials and same filters at InfoWars.com off of our secure online Yahoo shopping cart. But, Debbie, thank you for coming on with us.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much for having me. We have some new specials.
Tell us about those.
Well, you know, over the years I've had people call me and say, do you all have flashlights with LEDs? And I say, no, you know, because they thought the Berkey light was a flashlight. So what we did was we did get some new Millennium flashlights, and we have three different models, and we're going to give them away with the Berkey light systems. We have the LED flashlight that's like about a 6-inch flashlight with a 5 different smart, it's called a smart switch, and it does 5 different functions. And you can get that for free with the Berkey light without light, or with the travel Berkey, or with a regular big Berkey with 2 filters in it. And then we have this really great LED headlamp, which people really like because it has a swivel on it, so you can move the headlamp, and it goes around your head on a strap. And it you can have that one for free with the Berkey light with lights, or the Royal Imperial or Crown Berkeys. And we also have these really neat little LED keychain flashlights, a 5-pack of them. And we're giving that away with, you know, any orders that are over, like, $325 if they get, you know, a system with it. And I was looking in a catalog just last night, and it was like, you know, one of those things that you get in the mail, and they had LED keychain flashlights, and they were like $20 a piece. And we sell the 5-pack of them for under, I think, $35.
Well, Debbie, so, all of that is wonderful, but basically,
yeah.
You know, the key here is filtering your water. The water is filled with hundreds of allowable poisons, toxins, herbicides, oil. I don't know how anyone could drink tap water, and then bottled water, it's on record, is not safe. You save a lot of money, and you can spend $10,000+ and get a big system put in your house that's always breaking down and having problems. Believe me, years ago, before I knew about Big Berkeys, I tried all this. I mean, you spend, what, $199 to get the basic Berkey. You can spend $259 to get the Berkey light with the LEDs and the chargers built into it. You've got little solar panels that you can also purchase that go with it to then. And again, that's not part of the water filtration system. It's just a lighting system and plug-in system to run cell phones and other things off of a base that comes with the filter, so it can kind of be a little emergency life support system. And then you've got the water filters that are sport filters. They don't cut everything out like the Big Berkeys. They just make the water safe to drink and really reduce the toxicity of the water. What, 130 refills of toxic swamp water, 600 and something of tap water. It's great to take to the office. It's great to take to the gym. It's great to take camping. You can get one of those free when you get a Big Berkey at $199. You get the larger Berkey light with the lights. You get 2 free gifts. You still have potassium iodate, which every medicine cabinet needs. If there is a radiological event, the number one cause of death is the different radioactive isotopes depositing themselves in the thyroid. The good potassium iodate, medical core grade, fills the thyroid, and then you don't die from that. Your pets, your children can take it. You only take it when there's an event. You've got so much people need. It's made in America. It is manufacturer's discount, directly wholesale. For just buying one unit, folks, you get wholesale pricing, and you support freedom in this broadcast. So, Debbie, I don't know how people couldn't or wouldn't call you.
I don't either, and especially right now, you know, it's really very imperative that people start taking control of their life and Berkeying their water. And it's the season is coming, and, you know, we don't want people to wait till the last second and then have us try and get something to them that can't get there. So
that happened,
you know,
last
our lines
year
are open, and this is a great time for people to give us a call. And we'll be glad to take their orders and get their orders shipped right away for them.
Well, that happened last year during the hurricane. You guys actually got behind a week or so just in manufacturing because things got so crazy with the hurricanes. And it's great to have this for emergencies, but I want people to get it to stop drinking all this poison in the water and start using it right now. Folks, give Debbie a call. 1-888-803-4438, 1-888-803-4438, or berkeywater.com or infowars.com. Debbie, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Folks, give her a call if you missed that number. Don't wait. Even if you're listening tonight, call, leave your name and number. She'll call you back. 1-888-803-4438. All right. Let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Amy in New York first. Amy, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just want to let you know I have a quick comment and a question. I noticed driving through downtown, there's a building with some graffiti on it, and one day I realized that the word Infowars.com and Prison Planet were spray painted on the building. And about a week later, they were covered up with paint, and all the other graffiti has never been covered, so I just thought that was kind of strange. And my question is, has anything been on C-SPAN regarding the 9/11 symposium? I've been checking. I haven't been able to find anything. I'm wondering if you know what's going on with that.
We have received, no exaggeration, hundreds of phone calls at this office, hundreds of emails. In fact, it's been so long, 2+ weeks since they videotaped it, we're even getting letters now. And people are asking, where is it? C-SPAN customarily airs it within a week, a panel discussion, sometimes within 2 to 3 weeks. So they've got another week or so until we know something's going on. But that roundtable discussion, that panel discussion with Professor Fetzer and, of course, Bob Bowman, former head of the Star Wars program, and Professor Jones and Webster Tarpley and myself, was so hard-hitting and so cutting-edge and hardcore that, I mean, I in my gut, I thought they'd never air it. But you know, we didn't hold back either. We laid out the facts, and it's so devastating, I don't know if they will. And I haven't given out C-SPAN's number. Let's be clear. When I was out of town the few days before the event, Jack Blood and others did get on air and say, you know, you ought to call C-SPAN and get them to cover it. And that was a good idea. People did call C-SPAN. They did cover it. They had a three-man team there, two cameras. And the C-SPAN crew, by the way, was convinced. They love the conference. But where is it? You know, bombarding the poor secretaries that field the phone calls, I guess, is okay. But I really think the call should be directed to all live C-SPAN programming. You know, after the Senate has a vote and they open the phones up for 30 minutes for comments, boom, hit them. When they have Washington Journal, boom, hit them. And, you know, call in. And just say, hey, where's the 9/11 Neocon Symposium, the PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com covered? Give those websites out. But by the way, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, for 15 cents a day, you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv, watch it in high bandwidth, low bandwidth, download it, three different formats, shot by five different cameras. We have a five-camera shoot. It's a lot better than C-SPAN's coverage. You can go watch it there, burn copies of it, give it to people, and listen. I give this out for free. We wouldn't even have PrisonPlanet.tv, but the bandwidth is too expensive. So the 15 cents a day with members just pays for the bandwidth and the webmasters, and the thing is breaking even and really helps our operations. So get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, and all of you can see what it looks like may be too hot for C-SPAN to handle. Are you still there, Amy?
Yes.
Isn't it interesting that the InfoWars and Prison Planet were spray painted over? I wish you'd take a photograph of that.
I wish I did.
Well, you know
I can take a photo of the building with the covered up paint, but, you know, underneath it says the website. So all the other graffiti has been left alone for years.
How big was it?
Big enough to see it from the road driving by. Big enough to where people, I'm sure, checked it out.
Give us the address of that. What's it at the corner of?
It's in Buffalo downtown. There's a building. It's not really on a corner. It's driving through on the expressway. I can get you better. I'll email you better directions and
sure. Well,
I'll try to get a photo of it for you.
Well, thank you, Amy, and thank you for the call. It's an interesting call. How you see, you know, just my website's being censored by the establishment and not the other graffiti. And let me be clear on my position on graffiti. I think graffiti on private businesses is bad. Somebody tagged my office here, and I haven't removed it. C'est la vie, fine. I don't have time to deal with it. But at the same time, I think government expressways, vacant buildings, especially if it's political messages. That's what original graffiti, or I should say, well, ancient graffiti was about where good hunting spots were, or the name of the tribe, or some celestial happening or alignment. But graffiti 500, 1,000, 2,000 years ago in Rome, in other areas, was generally political. And so much of it is beautiful art. I see a lot of graffiti, I go, man, that's beautiful art. And I love it. I love it on railroad trestles and government bridges. And where I really like it is on billboards, government propaganda billboards, anti-gun billboards, anti-family billboards, police state billboards. All the time there's graffiti on them in Austin, and I'm not doing it. No one I know is doing it, but I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. The government uses our money to put these messages out to brainwash us, and I think it's great that people are climbing up those billboards and spray painting on it. That we paid for that to begin with, so it's good to have the actual people go up there and spray paint on it. I love it. So good job. And we know they've tagged government buildings. They've tagged old facades of old buildings. I've gotten emails from New Zealand, Canada, just all over the country. And half the time we're so busy we don't post it. We should have an area on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com where street art, political messages are posted. And so I'm not telling people to go out and start tagging everything, though there are InfoWars.com bumper stickers up all over the place. I've been walking down the street in New York and seen one. People, friends and family all the time are in foreign cities or in Canada or in England and see it. And it's a great way to get the message out at the street level. In fact, we've thought about putting stencils in free with orders if people specifically request them. The actual graffiti stencils. But we just haven't done it. I mean, this is a war. We've got an enemy that controls the dominant airwaves that is lying to us about 9/11, lying to us about the open borders, lying to us about 1,000 instances. And graffiti on a major bridge will be seen by hundreds of thousands of people in a week. And if it gets painted over, oh, dear me, what happens if you climb back on there and spray paint it again? But please don't do anything dangerous, folks. I'm not advocating you do that. I personally have thought about scaling cameras and doing things. I personally have restrained urges to get spray paint and go out and tag myself, something I've never done in my life. Because it's a great form of physical activism. I want to get the guy on. In fact, I'm going to tell my producer this, never did it. All the time on the weekend, I'm reading websites and news and then never get around to telling my producers this. My wife or Kevin Smith, who also helps doing it. I want to get the guy on. I forget his name. He has a website who tagged Air Force One. I mean, they scaled a fence in the dead of night with armed guards walking around as sentries. There's video of this. And they scaled and they spray painted Air Force One. I mean, that is daring. And it's peaceful. Notice you didn't hear about that on national news, though. They don't want you to know about that. All right, let's go. I mean, that is bold, folks. That is courage. I don't have the courage to scale some 15, 18. I mean, it's some giant barbed wire fence. They videotape the guy jumping it, running up and tagging Air Force One. And there's armed sentries, troops with guns walking around. And they run right behind them. I mean, you talk about really Mission Impossible for real. All right, I'm out of control. Let's go back to the calls. Kurt in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Kurt.
Yes, sir. Just wanted to let you know a little bit about a limited freedom of speech that happened to me out here in the world. I hurt my hand about a couple weeks ago and had to go to an emergency clinic here in the town, and pulled up in front of the front of it, and it had a glass front to the building. And when they started to usher me into the examination room, the male nurse looked out and saw my vehicle that has several anti-UN stickers as well as the InfoWars sticker on it. And he said, "Whose car is that?"
Let me stop you. We didn't set this up, folks. Amy called in. Kurt called in. And notice it's a theme. We have this with the calls. This is almost magical. I want to know the name of the clinic. Well, finish your story. I'm going to shut up. Go ahead.
Okay. And he said, "Whose car is that out front?" And I said, "It's mine." And he said, well, I don't like the stickers and stuff you've got on the front of it. And I said, well, that's your right. It's a free country and freedom of speech. He said, I don't care to hear it. And he took me back to the examination room, and it's just the nurse. And he kept pressing the issue, and I said, listen, I said, it's my right to believe the way I believe and you to believe the way you would believe. And he says, yeah, but said, I don't have to treat you. Said, you go find an unpatriotic clinic. And he put me out.
That, I want the name of that clinic right now.
It was Minor Emergency Clinic on Barrow in Abilene, Texas.
Minor Emergency Clinic, in Abilene.
Yes.
On Barrow?
On Barrow.
And did you get this guy's name?
No, I tried to, and I called back and tried to get it.
By the way, in the past, that was...
And they put me on hold and wouldn't tell me.
By the way, in the past, that was illegal to refuse care, but now they do that more and more. Tell you what, stay there. I want to hear more about this, sir. Oh, boy, I tell you. Stay there, Kurt. Oh, yeah, people pull up at the VA all the time with stickers the cops don't like, and they throw them out.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Gotten confirmed reports of the thing that happened to Kurt all over the country. It's a minority of people, but they buy into this Stasi type mindset of really getting upset at people who have anti-UN stickers, Infowars.com stickers. We have law enforcement manuals, and this has been in the news that openly say if someone has an anti-UN sticker, go ahead and arrest them, and it tells the police chief. I'm not kidding. We have this posted on the website, Mainstream News. Police chief, support your officers. Just go ahead and bring them in and make sure they're not criminals, because that's a sign of criminality. It's the opposite. It's this whole UN system that's getting rid of our borders right now. But see, they're becoming the minority. Now it's national news. Kurt, I mean, describe word for word what this guy said to you, and what was your injury?
My injuries, I slipped with a wrench and knocked a big chunk, I mean a very large chunk of hide off of my hand, nearly down to the bone on the back. And I was going there for aid in a tetanus shot. And the fellow said, people displaying stuff like that, said, I consider unpatriotic. And I said, well, that's your right, and it's my right to express what I want to.
What did he look like? What did he look like?
He was just a little small fellow with glasses, male nurse that they had there.
Sir, you need to go complain to the owners. Most people are against the UN in major polls and are certainly for the First Amendment. You need to find out the owner of the facility.
The owner of the facility is a foreign doctor that's came to this country.
But the name of it is Minor Emergency Clinic.
Minor Emergency Clinic, yes.
In Abilene, and it's on what street?
Barrow and Southwest Drive, at the corner of Barrow and Southwest Drive.
Do you have a computer?
No, sir. Not hooked to the Internet. No, I don't.
Can you buy a $5 disposable camera and go take pictures of that place and mail them to me?
Yes, sir, I can. I've got several cameras. I can get someone to do it at the present time. I fell and broke a hip, so I'm not able to do it, but I can get someone to do it.
Did you break the hip after the other accident?
Yes. Yes, I fell in my front yard and broke the hip.
Well, you're gonna get better, my friend. You sound like a real patriot.
I try to. I duplicate your videos at 3 or 4 copies a week and try to get them out to people, whoever will take them.
I mean, we've got protesters that protest the Bilderberg getting threatened to have their arms cut off by the secret police in Canada. We've got gun dealers being raided because they have anti-Nazi material and my material. I mean, this is getting scary, isn't it?
It is getting terribly scary. I do believe that we're in the early stages of 1984, like Orwell wrote, just about 26 years later.
Well, this guy would fit in nicely. I'm going to put you on hold. I want to get your number, Kurt. And will you also do you have this Pipsqueak's name?
No, sir. As I said, I called the clinic. I said I need to find out who your male corpsman is there that conducts people in. And she said, why?
Let me guess. Are you a veteran?
I've been in the military. I'm not a veteran of foreign wars, no.
Well, my point is that you've served this country. It's the classic M.O., being refused care because they didn't like your bumper stickers. That's the new America.
Yes, that is. And they said, you'd have to talk to such and such lady. She ain't here. I said, I wouldn't have to talk to them to get his name. I said, I would just like to have his name. And she said, well, I'm going to have to put you on hold.
All right, listen, I'm going to have to put you on hold. We're gonna get your number, and we'll be in contact, Kurt. We'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.